早上好，弟兄们。
It's really the grace of God that we are here.
实在是神的恩典带领我们在这里。
Just this past Friday, I went to work. All my eyes are swollen because of this allergy.
这个过去的礼拜五，我的眼睛整个都肿起来了，就是因为这个过敏的季节。
But we, you know, we are so-called workaholic.
你知道，我们都是工作狂。
We love to work. We don't want to give people burden, so we went to work, and my supervisor said, "Go home."
你知道我们就是想要赶快把自己的事干完，然后我的上司就对我说：“你回家去吧。”
You know what? And I also doubt that whether I can speak this morning.
我甚至怀疑我有没有能力今天早晨来宣讲神的信息。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
There is a rock before us.
在我们前面有一个灵磐石。
A spring of joy that what feed all our needs.
喜乐的活泉滚滚涌出来，满足我们所有的需要。
Tell you, brothers and sisters, the Lord is real and He satisfies.
我告诉你们，我们的神是真神，他真的令我们满足。
Regardless of what condition we are.
不管我们的如何的。
He surely will.Open up a way for us.
他一定会我们开路。
Thank God.
感谢。
Our God is real.
我们的神是真神。
Let us experience Him.
让我们来经历他。
Today we will continue to share with you from the book of Galatians chapter 5.
今天我要继续与弟兄姊妹们来交通加勒太书第五章。
Concerning the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
是讲圣灵所结的果子。
Last time we speak already love, joy, and peace.
以前我们曾经已经。讲过仁爱喜乐和平
Today we talk about patience.
今天我们要讲的信息是关于忍耐
So let's turn our Bible to Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
让我们来翻到圣经加勒太书第五章二十二节
So let's read in English, our sister will lead us in Chinese.
我用英文读姊妹与会众将用中文读
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith.
加勒太书第五章二十二节圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实节制
Another verse,
另外一处圣经
from the book of James,
雅各书
chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
第一章第三第四节
James chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
雅各书第一章第三第四节
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐但忍耐也当成功使你们成全完备毫无缺欠
It says here that through patience we have perfect work that ye may be perfect and entire wanting nothing.
这里说到的是急着忍耐也当成功使你们完全成全完备毫无缺欠
Verse 12.
第十二节
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
忍受看的人是有福的因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕这是主应许给那些爱他之人的
okay, Chapter 5, verse 7 and 8
第五章
第
七第八节
Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for itUntil he received the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh.
雅各书第五章第七第八节弟兄们你们要忍耐直到主来看哪、农夫忍耐等候地里贵的出产直到得了秋雨春雨你们也当忍耐坚固你们的心因为主来的日子近了。
Verse 10 and 11.
第十、第十一节。
Take my brethren, the prophets, spoken in the name of the Lord for an suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy, which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, and that the Lord is very pitiful and tender mercy.
弟兄们你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦能忍耐的榜样那先前忍耐的人我们称他们是有福的你们听见过约伯的忍耐 也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Amen. Lastly, in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
最后是在旧约以赛亚书。
Chapter 40, verse 31.
第四十章四十一节。41, right?
Yeah. Chapter 40, verse 31.
第四十章三十一节。
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
但那等候耶和华的必能重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to you, we look upon you.
主耶稣，早晨我们聚集在你的脚前来仰望你。
We patiently wait for your speaking this morning.
我们耐心地等待你向我们讲话。
Lord, for we don't have confidence in ourselves, our confidence is on you.
主耶稣，我们对自己没有信心，我们完全仰望你。
Oh, because you are that manna from heaven that feeds our hunger.
因为你是从天上降下的那一位，来满足我们一切的饥渴。
You are that water from that cleft rock to satisfy our thirst.
你是从磐石涌出的活水，来满足我们一切的需要。
Therefore, we look up to you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，因此我们来仰望你。
In precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名，阿门。
Last time we talked about what is joy.
上一次我们交通了关于什么喜乐。
Joy is not the outward expression of smiling.
这个喜乐不是讲我们外面所说的来笑。
It's neither also happiness.
也不是说的快乐。
For happiness is very dependent upon the circumstances around us.
因为快乐是建立在我们周遭情况的基础上。
It is also dependent on the people around us.
也建立在我们周围人对我们反应的基础上。
Every time when the situation is not so good, then we are not happy anymore.
如果我们周围的状况不是好的话，我们就不高兴了。
Because of this, we become a victim of circumstance.
因为这些，所以我们就成为周遭环境的受害者。
Today the Bible tells us joy is something within.
今天圣经上告诉我们，喜乐是在我们里面的。
Joy is the Lord Himself.
喜乐是神自己。
Because the Bible says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice.
因为圣经上说，你们当常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
在主里喜乐。
在主里喜乐。
Today, if it is the joy is the Lord Himself.
今天我要告诉你，神自己就是喜乐。
I don't go through any trials.
我不是说我们不会遇到任何的艰难。
Yet in the trials we can say praise the Lord.
但是难当中，我们仍然能够说赞美主的名。
And we need this joy before our daily living.
我们在日常的生活中都需要这个喜乐。
For Nehemiah said, "For the joy of the Lord is my strength."
因为尼希米说靠着神的喜乐是我的力量。
Whether you be a father in the family or a mother.
不管你在家里是做父亲还是做母亲的。
Whether you are an employee or employer.
不管你是做雇主还是员工的。
Whether you're serving ones in the church today.
不管你是不是在教会里侍奉。
We need the joy of the Lord.
我们都需要神的喜乐。
Every time you feel so stressed out.
每次我们觉得很有压力的时候。
It means to say you are not turning to the Lord.
证明说我们没有转向神。
We need the Lord to be our joy.
我们需要神作为我们的喜乐。
Every time we turn to the Lord, then that joy is evermore.
每次我们转眼仰望神的时候，神就成为我们的喜乐。
That joy never changes.
这个喜乐是永不改变的喜乐。
It is established in the heavens.
是在天上建立起来的。
We need joy in preaching of the gospel.
甚至我们在宣讲神的福音的时候，我们也需要这份喜乐。
Because this is the thing that we can offer the prince.
因为这就是我们能带给福音朋友们的。
By believing in our Lord Jesus Christ, they will have joy.
告诉他们，急着信主耶稣基督，他们也可以有同样的喜乐。
Thirdly, what is the basis of our joy?
那第三点就是说，我们喜乐是基础是什么呢
？The basis of our joy is our joy of salvation.
我们喜乐的基础是救恩之乐。
Because God has saved us, He saved us to the end.
因为神已经拯救了我们，他必拯救我们到底。
Not only he washed away our sins,
不仅洗了我们一切的罪。
We have peace with our heavenly Father through our Lord Jesus Christ.
藉着主耶稣基督，我们与父神和好。
But this salvation doesn't stop here.
但是这个救恩没有就此而止。
The Lord continues to what? To transform our soul.
主继续在改变我们。
Now today we look at ourselves, we are not like Jesus.
我们当我们看到自己的时候，我们一点也不像主。
But be patient.
但是，请你有耐心。
Day by day, He is transforming us image of His Son.
每天每天，神在我们里面做工，我们像他儿子的形象。
Lastly, is transfiguration of our body.
最后一次就是我们身体的改变。
This corrupted body, one day we become a glorious body.
我们这腐朽必腐朽的身体，有一天将有神的荣情。
Based on the joy of salvation, can we say we are not joyful?
如果靠着这个基础上，我们能不说我们不高兴吗？
We are joyful because of the joy of salvation God has prepared for us.
我们之所以喜乐，是因为神把这样喜乐的救恩赐给我们。
We are joyful also because what He lives.
我们喜乐是因为他是永活的真神。
Oh, we would be the most miserable people if he wouldn't have risen from the dead.
如果他没有从死里复活，我们将成为这世界上最痛苦的一群人。
As I mentioned last time in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
正如我上次在哥林多前书里面15章讲的。
He said if Christ haven't risen from the dead, then our sin still remains.
如果基督没有从死里复活，那我们仍然在罪身里面。
And those who died in Christ will be perished forever.
那个在基督里没有急着基督死的，他就永远进入永死。
But praise God, He rose from the dead.
感谢赞美主，主已经复活。
Every Lord's Day, not only we remember His death, we also remember He rose from the dead.
我们不仅知道他已经死了，并且知道他已经复活。
The Book of Revelation said He once was dead, but is alive forevermore.
启示录里面讲到他曾经死了，现在他已经复活，并活到永远。
And He holds the key of death and Hades.
他的手里掌管着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Aren't we joyful because of this?
我们难道不为这些喜乐吗？
Thirdly, because He lives in me.
第三点，因为他在我里面活着。
This God who is risen from the dead.
这个从死里复活的神。
He is not only high in the heavens, but also lives in me.
他不仅高高的在天上，而且在我的里面。
He will lead us into all spiritual reality.
他把我引进所有属灵的丰富的实际里面。
The song that we sing a while ago.
刚才我们所唱的那首诗歌。
All the way the Savior leads me.
不管在所有的事上，我的救主都引领我。
He lives in me and He will lead us.
感谢主，在我的里面，他还继续引领我。
Lastly, He will come back.
最后一点，他还想要回来。
The joy of His coming back.
这个迎接他回来的喜乐。
No, last time I haven't finished my real burden. You know, every time we talk about His coming back, it makes me joyful.
上一次我没有真的分享到我心里的负担。每次我想到主要再来的时候，我真的非常的喜乐。
Indeed, that lady had received all the things she needs from the man.
The lady
received all the things from the man.
那位女士从人那里得到了所有她所需要的。
She had that contract because of the dowry he had paid for her.
她有这个合同是因为她付了钱。
And he's going to prepare a place for her.
他会为他来准备一个地方。
Are you not happy about that?
你不为这些事情来高兴吗？
Today we are all happy because the Lord will prepare a place for us.
我们今天非常喜乐，是因为神已经去为我们预备一个地方。
And the Bible tells us how He loves us.
圣经上还告诉我们他是怎爱了我们。
But that joy will never be complete. It's coming back.
但是这个喜乐永远不能满足，直到他回来接我们的日子。
Isn't it Brother Watchman who wrote that hymn?
你有没有唱过尼弟兄所唱的那首诗歌，所写的诗歌。
That day when he left Bethany,
他从伯大尼离开的那一日。
In us there is always a ceaseless void.
在我们的里面总是有一个不停止的空处。
I don't mean to say we are not satisfied anymore. We are satisfied.
我不是说我们心里不满足，我们真的很满足。
God gave us so much blessing, inside blessing, outward blessing.
神给了我们如此多的祝福，不光是里面的，还有外面的。
If we say we are not satisfied, then we are most ungrateful.
如果我们说我们不满足，那就是说我们没有感恩的心。
In us we testify we are most grateful and we are satisfied.
我们可以做见证，我们是最感恩，我们是最有满足的一群人。
But that joy will only be complete when He comes back.
但是这个满足只有等到主再来的时候，我们才这个喜乐才能满足。
When He say the bridegroom comes, we'll say hallelujah here.
当新郎来的时候，我们要高唱赞美主。
Then we will be, our joy will be complete.
让我们的喜乐就满足。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主恩待我们。
Causing us to see the importance of that joy within us.
让我们看见他所赐给我们的这份喜乐。
And we should not let this joy depart from us.
我们不能让这个救恩之乐离开我们。
One of the items that caused this joy to depart from us is because of our sin.
一个原因使这个救恩之乐离开我们是因为我们的罪。
Sin is always a hindrance to cause that joy to what? Depart from us temporarily.
罪总能使暂时的使我们失去救恩之乐。
But when we what dealt with our sin，
当我们意识到我们的罪的时候
，that joy what comes back。
我们认罪的时候，这个喜乐就会重新回来。
Secondly, we need to what to have confidence on Him。
第二点，我们要对神充满信心。
Today, a lot of times we say, "I have confidence on you," yet our confidence is really on other things aside from God.
当我们今天我们在说我对你有信心的时候，我们这个信心是建立在其他的事情。
Today, our confidence is on Him alone.
今天我们是唯一建立在主耶稣的基督。
Thirdly, is our commitment.
第二点就是我们对他的委
身。Sisters, our commitment is not to our family; it's to Him and Him alone. No, you say, Brother Lawrence, something's wrong with you.
你会说,
to be a father, shouldn't we be committed to be a father? I don't mean to say we should be faithful to be a father. Because that is what God gave us, we need to be faithful. But we should know the priority is God Himself. A lot of times in taking care of our children,Our priority is our children, to make our children happy. But a lot of times the happiness of our children are always in contrast with what God wants. Sometimes Friday night you want to go to the meeting, children want to watch TV. Your decision.Is your decision bring the child to the meeting or let him watch TV? If we let him watch TV, then the Lord is not your priority.
如果你让他在家里看电视的话，主就不是你最重要的一部分。
Yes, your child is happy.
是的，你的孩子会很高兴。
But the Lord is not happy.
但是主却不高兴。
And when the Lord is not happy, we are not happy. I tell you.
当主不高兴的时候，我们就没有喜乐。
Today our commitment is to Him and Him alone.
今天我们所有的注意力都在神的身上，只有在他身上。
Lastly, our communion with Him.
最后一点，我们与他要有亲密的交通。
Today that communion is not only because we need Him or something happened to us. That's why we have fellowship with Him.
今天我们与他的交通不是因为我们在外面有需要，我们需要求他什么。
Our communion with Him should be daily, momently.
我们与神的交通是每日每时的交通。
The first John says, "For our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son Jesus Christ."
约翰一书当中说，我们的交通是与神父神是与交通。
Isn't that more wonderful than anything else?
不比任何其他的事情都很美妙吗
？If one day I tell you I have fellowship with the president.
如果我有一天告诉你我跟总统有交通
You'll say, wow, that's great.
你会说太棒了
But dear brother and sister, our fellowship is with God and with His Son Jesus Christ.
但是我要告诉你们我们的交通是与神的交通与他儿子的交通
It's a million times better than that.
这个是比那个要好几万几千倍的
May the Lord really establish our joy within.
愿神真的恩待我们把他的喜乐在我们放在我们的里面
Today I want to talk about patience.
今天我要讲到忍耐
Let me ask a question, okay? Who among us is a patient person? Please raise your hand.
我想要问你们一个问题，我们之间，如果你同意说你是一个忍耐的人，请你举手。
Oh, let me turn this question around. Who is impatient? Raise your hand.
那让我再问一遍，谁不忍耐，请举手。
Thank God, I'm not alone.
感谢主，我不是一个人。
You know, when I was preparing this message, I said, "Oh Lord, how could this be?"
当我在预备这个的时候，我就问主，主啊，我该怎么讲啊
？I have very little patience, brothers.
我忍耐是很小的。
But you know patience.
但是我们需要忍耐。
Let me tell you, there are things to check what is our patience.
有许多方面来检查我们是不是一个忍耐的人。
One day, if you are so busy and somebody interrupt you, what is your response?
如果你正在忙的时候，有人来打断你，你的反应是什么呢
？Sometimes you are in busy at work, then your wife called you. Can you please buy me a gallon of milk? What will you do?
当你正在忙着你的工作的时候，你的妻子告诉你说，请你给我买一桶牛奶，你会怎么样
？And you are having meeting with your big boss.
或者你正在跟你的老板会面
Will you be irritated or happy or upset?
你会被激怒或者生气或者不高兴吗
you know the answer.
你知道你的答案
How about inconvenience?
或者说是有一些不方便的事情产生。
You know, we live in a 21st century, everything is fast.
你知道我们在21世纪每一样事情都是快捷的。
From cooking to communication to traveling.
从做饭到通讯一直到旅游。
That's why we have microwave oven.
这是为什么我们会有微波炉。
Okay. In other, when you do the natural way of cooking, it takes hours to cook.
如果你按照自然的方法做饭的话，那需要好多个小时。
Microwave oven, 4 minutes, it's done.
但是微波炉的做法只要4分钟就做好了。
How about communication before we write letters?
以前我们都是写信来进行交流。
Today we have cell phone.
今天我们有手机。
Yeah, everything, you know, it's so fast.
每件事情都如此的快捷。
How about traveling?
那又讲到旅游。
Everything is what jet engines.
任何事情都像那个喷气式飞机一样的快。
But one day, when your cell phone died because of the battery.
如果有一天你的手机没有电了。
Or your microwave broke down.
或者你的微波炉坏了。
Or you have a delay in the airplane.
或者你的飞机晚点了。
What is your response?
你的反应是什么呢?
Can you say praise the Lord, I'm delayed?
你会说感谢主晚点了。
You know we got to be there and because of this you are late.
你知道我们应该是到那儿的，但是因为这些不便的事情发生，我们就晚点了。
But every time we are upset, we know something wrong. We have no patience.
但是我们里面也没有忍耐。
How about incapacity?
再继续说的就是没有能力。
Like Abraham.
就像亚伯拉罕。
Abraham knows that he has a lot of this inheritance with him.
亚伯拉罕知道他有很多的产业。
And he needs an heir.
他需要一个继承人。
But the thing, he is old.
但是他很老了。
He is not able to do anything.
他年迈，不能再生
孩子。Sometimes we meet some kind of problems. We know what is the problem.
有许多的时候，我们遇到的情况是我们知道问题在哪。
We know the solution to the problem.
我们也知道问题的答案。
We just don't know what the ability to what fix this problem.
但是我们却没有能力来解决这个问题。
What is your response?
你的反应是什
么呢? How about problems that doesn't really make sense?
或者有一些问题根本就没不听起来不能让人理解。
Like for example the story of Job.
听一听约伯的故事。
He is a righteous man.
他是一个义人。
He worshiped God.
他敬拜神。
He is so faithful to God.
他如此的忠心。
But suddenly all this happened to him.
但是突然间多的事情发生在他的身
边。From man's point of view, this doesn't make sense.
从人的眼中来说，这一切都是不可思议的。
If I commit a great sin, this thing happened to me, maybe that's the reason.
如果我犯了一个大罪，这些事临到我，也许有一些原因。
But I'm a righteous man.
但是对一个完全的义人来说
，I love God.
他爱神。
Yet this thing happened to me. What is the reason?
但是这些事情却发生在约伯的身上，这是为什么呢
？Wouldn't you be upset?
你会生气吗
？These are all the things that happen to us.
这些事情都同样会临到我们
的身上。Yet the Bible tells us.
但是圣经上告诉我们
，Without tribulation worketh patience.
在患难中要忍耐。
Without tribulation, there is no patience.
没有患难，你就不会学习忍耐。
I'm not asking you to ask for patience, ask for tribulation. No.
我可没有告诉你去求一些苦难。
Or tell the Lord, give me tribulation.
或者去跟神祷告说给我一些苦难。
But nevertheless, we should see one thing: tribulation is a very important factor in producing patience.
但是要告诉你，为了能够有这个忍耐的性格，我们必须经过一些苦难。
Tribulation is not an obstacle; it is an opportunity for us to learn patience.
苦难不是一个让我们不是对于我们成长的障碍，苦难是让我们能够学习忍耐。
Now what is patience?
什么叫忍耐呢
？You know, when I turn to the Webster Dictionary,
当我查韦氏大字典的时候
，it says here to endure pain and suffering without complaint.
是说在毫无怨言的情况下来忍受苦难。
When I'm looking at it, I said, is this really the meaning?
然后我就问自己，这个真是这个定义苦难的忍耐的定义吗
？Just to suffer.
就是要承受苦难。
The reason is, what is the reason for suffering?
那承受苦难的意义是什么呢
？But when I turn to the Greek word,
当我又翻看希腊的字典
，the Greek word patience means two words, hupomone.
希腊语里面这个忍耐分为两个字根，一个是 hupo， 一个是 mone。
Hupo means under.
Hupo 意思就是说下沉。
Mone means remain.
蒙内就是肘。
When we are going through tribulation,
当我们经过一切苦难的时候
，we are under.
我们是处于下沉的状况。
At least we are sad.
至少我们是不高兴的。
No one will say you had a flat tire. You say praise the Lord, I had a flat tire. No one will say that.
如果你车里车轮胎没气了，你不会说感谢赞美主，我的车轮胎没气了。
Or you lost your job. You say praise the Lord, I lose my job. No one will say that.
如果你丢工作了，你不会说赞美主，我丢了工作。
At least there is a sense of sadness within.
至少你的心里有一种失落感。
Because we know we cannot complain.
我们知道我们不能抱怨。
Everything is in the Lord's hand.
所有的事情都在神的掌管以下。
But brothers and sisters, we are human beings.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们是人。
We are not piece of wood.
我们不是一块木头。
We have feelings.
我们是有感觉的。
But so whenever we have go through this tribulation, we are under.
当我们经过这些苦难的时候，我们就会下沉。
But the verse doesn't end there. It says we need to remain.
但是这个词义没有在那里停止，他说我们必须要持守。
We need to remain in such situation.
我们要在这个环境下持守住。
Do you mean to say I wouldn't do some solve this problem?
你的意思说我要采取解决的办法吗？
You know, the natural man is that when we encounter problems, we want to what? Put matters into our hand and try to what? Solve this problem.
我们这个人与生俱来就要当问题来的时候我们就要解决。
We want to know the reason.Why this thing happened, and we want to know the solution to this problem.
我们要知道为什么，我们要知道怎么样解决。
If I don't have a job, I need to look for a job.
如果我没有工作，我要寻找一个工作。
If I'm sick, I want to know what is the reason for my sickness. I want to know the medicine to cure my sickness.
如果我生病了，我要知道我为什么会生病，我用什么样的药才能治愈。
But what the Lord wants to teach us is that we need to remain under.
但是神要让我们学的功课是让我们。在下沉的里面
持定。We need to look up to him for the solution.
我们要寻求他来以找着答案。
You know when the children of Israel was about to cross the Red Sea.
以色列的民众的要过红海的时候。
The sea is them.
红海就在他们前面。
Behind them is the Egyptian army.
后面有埃及的追兵。
What Moses said.
摩西说什么呢？
Stand still and see the salvation of God.
摩西说等着安静下来。等着看神为我们行大事。
Because the children of Israel is murmuring already.
因为以色列的人民已经开始抱怨。
They said, "Are there no graves in Egypt?"
他说，我们这个我们宁愿在埃及做奴仆。
Let's go back and be the slaves rather than die here.
让我们回到埃及去做奴仆，我们可不要在这里死。
But Moses said, "Stand still."
但是摩西说，
站着。
站住。
Wait.
等待。
See the salvation of God.
看神给我们施展的大救恩。
In other words, when we go through some trials, we need to wait and see the salvation of God.
另换句话说，当我们在经过一些苦难的时候，我们要站立的稳，来看神给我们施展拯救。
Don't put matters into your hand.
不要把这些事情掌握在你的手中。
Wait to see how God will save us.
看神怎么样来救我们。
This is what we call patience.
这就是我们所说的忍耐。
Or a lot of times we just want to do it.
我们许多时候就想要解决问题。
We feel the Lord is too slow.
我们觉得神太慢了。
Let's how about give the Lord a hand?
我们来帮神一把。
Maybe too busy doing other things.
也许忙着干其他的事情。
You know, let me do something for the Lord.
让我为神做点事儿。
But let's be patient.
让我们忍耐一点。
Wait and see the salvation of God.
让我们等着看神的救恩。
This is what we call patience.
这就是我们所说的忍耐。
And what is the purpose for patience?
那忍耐的目的是什么呢？
Number one,
第一点,
that we might be mature.
这样我们就可以成全完备。
Let me read to you verse 3 and 4 again of James.
让我再为你读雅各书
第
一章三到四节。
So knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that they may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
The purpose of patience is that we might be mature.
忍耐的目的是让我们成全完备。
A child is not mature.
一个小孩他不成熟。
Because he doesn't have patience.
因为他没有忍耐。
He cannot differentiate between all and wait.
他不能断什么是不给或者是等一下再给这个区别。
Every time you say wait, to him it's no.
当你对他说等一会儿，他就认为你在说不给。
Like my little boy.
就像我的孩子。
Sometimes he will ask me, "Dad, can I do this? Can I have this?"
有的时候他会问我，爸爸，我可以做这个，我可以有这个吗？
And I said, "I'll think it over."
那我会对他说，我仔细想一想。
After a couple of minutes, he come again.
两分钟之后他又来。
Have you think it over?
你想了没有？
This is impatient.
这就是没有忍耐。
Sometimes we love our children. They are impatient. Aren't we like that too?
有的时候经常的时候我们的孩子没有忍耐我们自己不就是像那样吗
Every time we go through trials and tribulations we say Lord come on
每次我们有困难的时候我们就说主啊快点救我吧
we say 太慢了主
太慢了主
It's too slow
你太
Make it faster
你太慢了快点吧
Sometimes we will try to use the Bible verses
有的时候我们甚至用圣经里面的经节
You touch the eye and see
你摸一下瞎子，你瞎子就能看见。
You raise his hand and the lame walk.
你就伸伸手那个瘸腿的就能走路。
You call Lazarus comfort the dead rise.
你叫拉撒路从死里复活。
Can't you deliver me from all these things?
你也把我从这里面拯救出来吧。
We are impatient, brothers and sisters.
我们真的没有忍耐。
But the Lord wants us to have patience that we may be.Mature.
但是神叫我们忍耐，学习忍耐，好叫我们能够成熟，
成全完备。You know, it says here that we might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
这上面说，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
You know, the perfect means that you are fully complete.
成全，这里面的完美意思就是说你已经被成全了。
Now, every part of body is there, complete.
就是身体的每一部分都在那儿，已经成全
了。But the completeness doesn't only refer to bodily complete.
但是这个成全都在那儿，不是说你的身体就完全了。
You talk about what? Mentally.
它这里面讲的就是思想上的成全。
Morally perfect.
还有道的成全。
Or entire or what mature.
还有就是说讲到成熟。
If we look at our situation today.
如果我看看我们周遭的状况。
Yeah, physically we might be perfect complete.
也许我们从外面看我们的肉体没有问题
But our mind, our soul is not complete.
但是我们的思维和我们的意志真的是
A lot of times we think like the worldly people think.
有许多的时候我们就像这世上的人一样思维
But the Lord is transforming us.
但是神在改变我们
that transforming us that our mind will be the mind of Christ.
神要我们成为像基督一样的思维
Well, the mind of Christ is just to wait for the Father.
基督的想法就是来等候父神的旨意。
Today, if we want to be complete, we fully depend on the Lord, regardless of what situation is.
今天我们要成全完美，我们就要完全的仰望父神的供给。
That's why the Lord gave us trials.
所以神给允许这些试炼。
So every time trial comes,
每次困难的事情发生的时候
we should not say, Lord, take it away.
我们不应该就祷告说主啊，拿走这信吧。
For we know Romans said everything works together for good to the God.
因为罗马书说到万互相效力叫爱神的人得益处
When he say everything it includes bad things and good things
当他说到万事的时候包括好的事情和不好的事情
Every time when we read this word we say everything works together for good for us it's the good thing works together for me
当我们读到这句话的时候我们就想着万事就全是好事对我的好事
and every not good thing is from the enemy
如果那些不好的事情是对仇敌来讲的
But you know what everything that happened to us is with what the approval of the Father
但是我告诉你所有发生在我们身上的事情都是神允许的。
So every time this thing happened to us,
所以这些事情在我们身上发生的时候
we need to ask the Lord, what do you want me to learn from this?
我们就要问神，你让我学什么样的功课？
Not only for the Lord to turn the situation around,
不是光求神扭转局面。
We always have this kind of saying.
我们总会这样讲。
When the Lord closes the door,
当神关了一扇门
He opens the window.
他会把窗户打开
So we say, Lord, open the window.
我们就说神啊求你不打开吧
Solve the problem.
帮我解决这个问题
You know, no, it's not really bad when you say, come and take over.
你应该这样说主啊求你过来掌管一切
It's good.
这样很好
But we need to see it's more than that.
但是不光是这样我们应该求更多
Maturity is that, Lord,What do you want me to learn out of this?
成全完备是你问主啊，你要让我学到什么样的功课
Through this, I want to have more of you in me.
藉着这些经历，我需要更加像你。
This is what patience is.
这就是所说的忍耐。
This is what maturity is.
这就是成全完备。
Secondly,
第二点
Not only the Lord wants us to have patience to have maturity.
不光神要建立我们的性格，好叫我们成熟。
The Lord also wants us to have experience victory.
神让我们能够经历他宣告的得胜。
Verse 12 says, Blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord had promised to them that love him.
第十二节说到忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，应许给那些爱他之人的。
When we have patience, we what? We have victory.
当我们有忍耐的时候，我们就经历了得胜。
When the children of Israel went through the land of Canaan,
当以色列民去到迦南地的时候
，Their first battle is the city of Jericho.
他们第一个战争是发生在耶利哥城。
And the Lord is teaching them a very important lesson.
神让他们学到一个很主要的功课。
That is the lesson of patience.
就是要忍耐。
He told the children of Israel, "You need to march around the city once a day for 7 days."
他告诉以色列民众绕着耶利哥城绕七天。
It is
每天一次。
It is just going around your house.
不是绕着你的家里。
It is going around a whole city block.
是整个城的周围。
Once a day for 7 days.
每天绕一次。
But the story doesn't end here.
但是故事没有到这里结
束。He said when you come to the 7th day.
倒是到了第七天的时候。
You need to march around 7 times.
你要绕城七次。
Are you kidding, Lord?
你在开玩笑吗，主？
7 times.
七次。
Another 7 times.
又是七次。
You are a mighty Lord.
主啊，你是大能的神。
You caused them to open.
你让红海都开了。
You drowned all the Egyptian army.
你让埃及的追兵都被淹死在海里。
With one word, the manna came from heaven.
你就从天上讲一句话。
The manna came from heaven.
啊，玛纳从天上降下。
With one word, the rock opened up and water flows out of it.
你就讲一句话，石头磐石就裂开，从里面就涌出活水。
Wouldn't you just say a word and the wall of Jericho just falls down?
你就讲一下，这个耶利哥城不就坍塌了吗
？But what the Lord is teaching the children of Israel is patience.
但是主要教给以色列民的功课就是要学会忍耐。
Look upon him.
去仰望他。
What he said, do it.
他所说的就去做。
After encircling 7 times.
当他绕城七圈的时候。
On the 7th day.
当第七天的时候
They blew the trumpet, the walls of Jericho come falling down.
这个耶利哥的城墙就坍塌了。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是很奇妙吗
But the thing is, after the children of Israel won that victory,
这问题就在于当以色列打了这个大胜仗之后
They suffered the first defeat also.
他们并且经历了第一次失败
Because they are overconfident.
因为他们过分自信。
Oh, the Lord is with us.
神是与我们同在的。
So Ai, the city of Ai is here. We just send a few hundred people. We will surely win the victory.
所以到了埃城的时候，我们就送几千人，我们就一定能胜。
几百个人。
几百个人。
They didn't come and wait for the Lord.
他们没有在神面前来仰望。
They didn't ask the Lord, what should we do?
他们没有问神，我们应该怎么做。
Because of this, they suffered the first defeat.
因为这个原因，所以他们就遭受了第一次失败。
If they would have asked the Lord,
如果他们只是问问神
，then the Lord will tell them in the midst of you there is a person named Achan who committed a sin.
神就会向他们启示说，在他们中间有一个人叫亚干，已经犯了罪。
You need to get deal with this person before you fight the city of Ai.
你们要先解决这个亚干所犯的罪这个问题，然后再去攻打埃城。
But the thing is, they don't have patience.
但是事情上是因为没有忍耐。
They took things into their hands.
他们就自助这些事情。
And therefore they suffered their defeat.
所以他们就失败了。
Today we need to learn from King David.
今天我们要学习大卫的。
When King David became a king.
当大卫成做王的时候。
There is a lot of enemies before him.
在他前面有好多的仇敌。
And one of them is the Philistines.
那有一个主要的仇敌就是非利士人。
The first thing he do is said, Lord, what should I do about this?
他第一个要做的就是来到主面前求问主。
And the Lord said, Go fight against the Philistine.
那主就会第一次主就对他说去与非利士人征战。
And David win the victory.
大卫就打了胜仗。
And second time the Philistine came again.
第二次当非利士人再来的时候。
The Lord continued this. David king asked the Lord again.
大卫又问神
the Lord, What should I do, Lord?
他说神啊我该怎么办
And the Lord said Encircle the Philistines
神就说把腓力士人包围起来
Then come upon them
然后就突然一下截住他们
In other words, every time David fought a battle
换句话说每次当大卫遇征战的时候
Before he do it, he come to the Lord
在他采取任何行动之前他总是来求问神
And he always win the victory
他总是能够得胜
Brothers and sisters, you want to have a victorious Christian life?
弟兄姊妹们你们要想过得胜的基督徒生活吗
We need to come before the Lord and ask the Lord, what should we do?
我们需要来到神的面前问神我们要做什么
In having patience, then we can win the victory
只要有忍耐我们一定会能够宣告得胜
Number three
第三点
prosperity.
就是要我们能够繁荣结果子。
Having patience, not only we become mature.
不光有忍耐可以使我们成全我
们完备。Not only we become victorious.
不光使我们宣告得胜。
Having patience, we what experience prosperity.
可以让我们经历结果子的生活。
James chapter 5 verse 7 and 8 says.
雅各书第七章第五章第七和八节说。
Say, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and patience for it until he receive early and the latter rain.
说你们要忍耐，直到主来。看哪，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
For the farmer to reap all his harvest, he needs to have a lot of patience.
要农夫想要得到地里出宝贵的出产，他需要忍耐等候。
After he sowed the seed,
当他播种了撒种
了之后 he should have patience waiting for the early rain.
他要忍耐的等候春雨。
After when the early rain comes and causes the seed to grow, he need also to wait for the latter rain.
春雨来了之后，他的种子就长了起来，他还要继续等候秋雨。
And this latter rain causes the, not only to grow but also to what to mature and bear fruit.
这个秋雨不仅使庄稼长出来，而且使庄稼能够成熟结果。
You know, brothers and sisters, anything that is pertaining to life, there is no shortcut.
弟兄姊妹们，关乎生命的事情没有一个捷径。
If we see those are fruits, they need to have a period of time in order to grow, bear fruit. So also is spiritual life.
如果我们看到这个地里的出产都要忍耐的话，那我们的属灵的生命应该这样。
A lot of times when we see like Brother Wei or Brother Stephen Kong, they are so spiritual, we say, what is the secret?
当我们看到魏弟兄或者江弟兄是如此的属灵的时候，我们就问他属灵的秘诀是什么。
Sometimes we feel like every time they speak, their words just what? Nourish our soul.
当我们有，我们经常会觉得他们在讲话的时候，他们的话语进到我们的里面，就高了我们的心。
What is the secret?
这个秘诀是什么呢
？But brothers, there is no secret.
弟兄姊妹们，没有秘诀。
It's all together a matter of patience.
这只是忍耐。
Because these brothers have went through a lot.
因为这些弟兄都已经经历了许多。
They patiently studied the word of God.
他们很有耐心的来学习主的话语。
They patiently experienced the word of God.
他们很有耐心的来经历主的话语。
The word of God to them is not a doctrine but a reality.
主的话语不再成为教条，而是成为实际。
That's why when they talk, there is a what? There is substance, there is weight.
所以当他们讲话，里面就有重量。
You want to be spiritual?
你想要成为属灵的人。
It's not only knowing that.
不光是要知道这些教训。
But having patience, waiting on the Lord, and to learn, to experience from it.
并且要有忍耐来到主的面前来等候经历神。
People thought like, oh, maybe I go to a seminary.
人们就会说，那我可能要去神学院。
Yeah, I'm not against going to seminary.
我没有说你不去神学院。
Yes, in the seminary you learn a lot of truth concerning the Bible.
你去神学院真的学到许多的真理。
But all this truth only becomes a doctrine to you.
但是有许多情况下，这些就成为教条。
The Bible tells us that what doctrine kills, only the Spirit gives life.
圣经上说这些教条只能使人死，这个经义使人活。
We want spirit.
我们需要这个经义，就
是灵。Today we need to have patience in order to have maturity, to have victory, and also have prosperity.
所以我们需要忍耐，不仅是需要我们成全完备，不仅是让我们宣告得胜，更让我们能够有一个结果实的生活。
It takes time for us to experience Christ.
让我们经历基督的时候，真的需要时间。
You know, I really example concerning a pearl.
我真的喜欢一个关于珍珠的这个故事。
You know how a pearl produce?
你知道是怎么产生的
吗 ？A lot of you have knows about that.
许多人都已经知道了。
That accidentally a grain of sand enters into the oyster.
就是一个很偶然的机会，当沙粒进入这个牡蛎的里面的时候。
And this grain of sand caused a lot of discomfort to that oyster.
这个沙粒会给这个牡蛎带来许多的不方便，很痛苦。
But you know what? Every nine months.
但是每九个月。
That oyster will secrete a kind of white substance to cover that grain of sand.
这个牡蛎就会从自体产生一种乳白色的液体来包裹这个沙粒。
And year by year.
一年一年这样
Every 9 months, he will secrete.
他每九个月他都会产生这样的液体
Surrounding that grain of sand.
来包裹这个沙粒
Afterwards, it became a pearl of great price.
经过许多时候，这个沙粒就变成了一个很值的珍珠
That's why natural made pearls is very expensive.
所以你就知道吗？自然产生出是非常 昂贵的。
You want to be prosperous? You want to be prosperous, rich?
今天你想要结果实吗？
We need to have patience.
我们就需要忍耐。
All the trials that come to us, it's not an accident.
所有我们所经历的苦难不是偶然。
It is one of God's purpose to make us rich.
是神永远的旨意，让我们能够得着他的丰盛。
You want to be that kind of a person when you speak the saints got nurtured? Is we need this patience.
如果你想要能够帮助滋养其他的圣徒吗？我们需要忍耐。
And that patience produces the richness of Christ.
这个忍耐就会使我们有基督的忍耐。
Lastly, tranquility.
最后一点，安静。
It says here, take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience. That's verse 10, okay? Behold, we count them happy which endure.
弟兄们，第十节，弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名讲话说话的众先知当作能受能忍耐的榜样。
It says here, Behold, we am happy. 第十一节。
第一节，那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。
Well, it's not very accurate in the Chinese translation.
在中文的翻译上有一点很不自然。
It says blessed.
他说是有福的。
But it's more than blessed.
其实不光是有福。
It is happy.
是喜乐。
It is satisfaction.
是满足。
You today, if we have patience.
如果今天我们有忍耐的话。
We have peace.
我们有平安。
We are satisfied.
我们就充满了满足。
We are satisfied of what God has given to us.
我们为神所给我们的而满足。
Because we know that all things work together for good.
我们知道万事神所赐给我们的万事都要互相效力。
All things that happen to Job.
所有发生在约伯师身上的事情
is altogether God's purpose to what to perfect Job.
好，就发生在约伯的事情上，好使他完备。
Not only to make him a better person.
不光是使他成为一个更好的人。
But be a person that is God-like.
并且使他像神一样。
That's why after all the trials of Job.
所以当约伯经过这些试炼之
后 he said, even though you slay me, I will praise you.
他说尽管你击打我但是我要赞美你的名。
How can such trials cause Job to praise the Lord?
怎么样才能使这样的试炼临到约伯他还能赞美主呢
Because he had peace within.
因为他的里面有平安。
Oh, there is joy within.
他里的里面有喜乐。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主恩待我们。
Causing us to see how important patience in our life.
让我们知道忍耐是何其重要的一个品行。
It gives us maturity, victory, prosperity, and tranquility.
让我们有能够成全完备，让我们宣告得胜，让我们结果实，让我们有安静的生活。
Now give me a few more minutes. How do we have patience?
我们怎么才能有忍耐呢
？You know, Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 says.
加拉太书第五章第二十二节说。
But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
There is an order.
里面是有个次序的。
It didn't say the fruit of the Holy Spirit is what? Suffering, love, joy, and peace. No.
上说圣灵所结的果子是忍耐性。
It says love, joy, and peace.
它所列出的首先是仁爱、喜乐和
平。In other words, for you to have patience, you got to have love, you got to have joy, you got to have peace.
换句话说，你要想有忍耐的品行，你就要先有仁爱、喜乐、和平。
If you have love, then you have patience.
如果你有仁爱，你就会有忍耐。
What is the difference between a nanny and a mother?
保姆和妈妈的区别是什么呢
？A nanny take care of a child because she is paid to.
一个保姆她为什么要照顾这个孩子，是因为她被付钱了。
But the mother take care of a child because she loves to.
母亲之所以照顾孩子，是因为她是出于她的爱。
I believe I've told you this story before. When I was a small boy, I'm a very weak baby.
我可能以前曾经分享过这个故事，就是我还小的时候，我的身体很虚弱。
It takes a long time for me to what finish a bottle of milk.
如果让我吃完一瓶奶，需要花很长。
At that time, my mom is working.
那时候我的母亲还在。
So she had a very good nanny care of me.
所以她雇了一个非常保姆来照顾我。
She before she goes to work, she prepared all the bottles of milk that should be taken for the whole day.
在他去工作之前，他去把所有的奶瓶都装满了满，放在冰箱里面。
And when so that you know I will be fed, you know, and grow strong.
好叫我可以吃奶并且长得。
But every time I go to the doctor said this person is not healthy and he's underfeed.
但是每次我去医生那儿的时候，医生的 结果都是说这个婴儿他不够强壮，他吃奶不足。
And my mother just cannot figure out what really happened. We have the best nanny, we have the best milk, and what's happened? What should we do?
我的母亲真的不知道是怎么回事，因为她想着我们的保姆是最好的，我们的奶也很好。
One day she came home because she is sick.
有一天，因为她生病了，所以她就回家来。
While she opened the door, she saw that nanny taking off all the bottle of milk and throw it into the kitchen.
她打开门的时候，看见那个保姆正打开奶瓶，把所有的奶倒在那个池子里。
Because it's to see that a lot of milk has not been taken.
那当然，你不可能把那些剩的所有没有吃的奶都放在冰箱里。
In other words, if there is a lot of milk there, it means you are not doing your job.
换句话说，如果冰箱里存了那么多奶，意思就是说他没给喂奶。
So to make her look good, she just throw all the milk into the kitchen sink.
为了让自己看起来好一些，所以他就把所有的奶都丢掉。
Because of this, my mom fired the nanny.
因为这个原因，所以的我的母亲就不再雇佣这个保姆。
She resigned from her job and started taking care of me.
所以并且她辞职了，开始在家里全时间来照顾我。
And I'm here today.
所以我现在在这里。
This is the love of the mother.
这就是母爱。
This, if a love of the mother is totally different from nanny.
母爱跟保姆的爱是完全
不一样的。 No matter how hard to take care of this child, the mother is patiently taking care of the child.
不管照不顾一个孩子是多么的艰难，母亲都愿意。
When you have the love of God,
当你有神的爱的时候，
No matter the situation the brother and sister is,
不管弟兄姊妹的境况是如何，
you just love them,
就爱他们，
unconditionally.
好见。
Secondly, we have what? Joy.
第二点，我们有喜乐。
We need joy to have peace, to have patience.
我们想要有忍耐，就要有喜乐。
When we see Paul and Silas was put in prison because of preaching the gospel,
当我们看到保罗和希拉因着传福音被下监的时候，
there is a lot of joy within.
在他们的里面有许多的喜乐。
They are not complaining.
他们没有抱怨。
They didn't say, Lord, what happened to me? Haven't I did what you want me to do?
他们没有问主说，主啊，我们不是照着你所吩咐的做了吗？
But we see their joy was so abounding, they start to sing hymns in the midst of the prison.
我们看见他们的喜乐是如此的满足，他们开始在监里来唱诗赞美神。
To them, being in prison is just the same as being outside of prison.
所以他们在监里就如在监外一样。
So there is much joy in it.
所以里面就有许多的喜乐。
God caused the earthquake to happen and opened up the cell and all the shackles fell off.
所以神就兴起一阵，让所有的门都打开，他的锁链也断开。
Even the jailer said, "What should I do in order to be?"
甚至看监的人就说，我该怎么？
Why? It's all because Paul and Silas have this joy within.
这全都是因为保罗和希拉里面有神的喜乐。
And because of this, they just patiently wait for what the Lord is going to do.
他们耐心的等候神要为他们所行的大事。
If you have joy, you have patience.
如果你要有喜乐，你就会忍耐。
If you have peace, you have patience.
如果你要有和平平安的话，你就有忍耐。
Last time I shared with you what is peace.
上一次我跟弟兄姊妹分享了什么是和平。
Peace is not the absence of trouble.
平安不是说在外面没有困难。
It is a realization of the providence of God.
这平安是意识到主是主。
He is the Lord.
他就是主。
He is in charge of everything.
他掌管全万有。
And he is there praying for us.
并且基督总是为我们祷告。
And whenever he prayed, the Father listened to his prayer.
当主祷告的时候，天父就听他的祷告。
And not only that, he is with us.
所以他总与我们同在。
And he also already overcome.
他已经得胜。
He will fulfill the purpose he fulfilled in us.
他一定会成全为我们所定的旨意。
With this, shouldn't you have patience?
为这一点，你不应该有忍耐吗？
Brother and sister, you want to have patience, you need to have love, joy, and peace.
弟兄姊妹们，倘若你要有忍耐，你首先要有仁爱、喜乐、和平。
But your question is, where do I have love, joy, and peace?
但你的问题就是，我到哪儿才能找着仁爱、喜乐和平？
Brother Chang Jian gave a very good message last week.
常见弟兄是上一周做了一个很好释放一个很好的信息。
In Colossians says, Christ is all and in all.
在哥罗西书里面说，基督是一切，
又在一切之内，
就在一切之内。
This is very true.
这是事实。
Christ is all and in all.
基督在是一切又在一切之内。
You want joy?
你想要喜乐吗？
You come to him.
你来到他的脚前。
You come, you need peace, you come to him.
你要平安吗？请来到他的脚前。
You want patience, you come to him.
你想要忍耐吗？来到他的脚前。
Not only because he will give you joy.
不仅是因为他会给你喜乐。
But he is joy himself.
因为他本就是喜乐的。
Oh, he is the totality of all spiritual virtues.
他是所有属灵美德的全部。
That's why we need to have communion with him.
因此我们要时刻与他有交通。
You know, being a Christian,
作为一个基督徒
is not only being victorious.
不光是宣布得胜。
It's very much related to our relationship with God.
并且与我们与神之间的关系息息相关。
Victory,
得胜
prosperity,
结果是
tranquility,
安静
even what we call maturity,
甚至成全完备
it's all because of the result of our communion, our fellowship, our relationship with God.
全都是因为我们与神有交通
Today we have problem with our maturity is because we need to look what is our relationship with God.
今天如果我们还没有成熟的话我们就要看看我们与神之间的关系
We don't have victory, we need to see what is our relationship with God.
如果我们还没有得胜我们要看看我们与神之间的关系
If we don't have prosperity, we don't have richness,We need to look what is our relationship with God.
如果我们没有结果时，我们没有丰盛的生命，但我们就要检查自己与神之间的。
If we don't have tranquility, we need to see what is our relationship with God.
如果我们里面没有安静，我们要看自己与神之间的关系。
If our relationship with God is normal,
如果我们与神的之间的关系是正常的
then we have love, joy, peace, and long suffering.
那我们真的就会结出果实，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
Let's come back to the source.
让我们回到这个源泉
He is the source.
他就是一切事物的源泉
That's what the song says.
就像诗歌里讲的
Knowing whatever before me, Jesus doeth all things well.
在神的引导下他已经掌管万事为我预备好
Because he is the one whom I look after.
因为他是我用心仰望的那一位
He is my joy, my peace, my long suffering, my everything.
他就是我的仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐是我所有的一切
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, thank you. You are everything to us.
主耶稣，你是我们一切的一切。
You are love, our joy, our peace, our patience.
你是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
Many times we fall short of these spiritual virtues because we don't have a normal relationship.
有许多时候，我们之所以没有这些属灵的性格，是因为我们与你没有好的关系。
Lord, bring us back.
主耶稣，求你带我们归来。
Recover us back to have that sweet fellowship with you.
恢复我们与你之间甜美的关系。
Because what we need is you yourself.
因为我们只需要你自己。
Lord, we just commit these words into your hand.
主耶稣，我们把上面的话语都交托在你的手中。
Continue to remind us in our daily life, in our service.
继续来提醒我们，不光在我们日常的生活中，也在我们服侍你的生活中，你是我们一切的一切。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.